AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There wasn't a lot of hiring in March, the fewest number of jobs added since December 2013. The bad winter hurt the job market. Our Sagar Magani drills down on the numbers.
Employers added just 126,000 jobs last month, ending 12 straight months of job gains above 200,000. There were drops in manufacturing, construction, and government hiring, and a steep decline in restaurant hires. Still, the unemployment rate remains 5.5%.
It's been a tough morning in Louisville, Kentucky.
We're currently dealing with two significant emergency situations in our community.
Mayor Greg Fisher on the 6 inches of rain followed by flooding, some school closings, and then a 6-alarm fire at a GE plant that employs thousands of workers. Area Fire Chief Kevin Tyler says his department stretched thin.
We're doing their best, and if anyone is stuck inside their house and they don't have an emergency, we know they don't have electricity, but we're prioritizing and ride it out as long as they don't have any emergencies, and we'll get to them.
Overseas, Iran's president is promising that his nation will abide by the framework of a nuclear deal worked out in Switzerland. But earlier this morning, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slammed the proposal.
It might very well spark a nuclear arms race throughout the Middle East, and it would greatly increase the risks of terrible war.
He is demanding that any deal between Tehran and 6 world powers, including the U.S., contain a recognition of Israel's right to exist. Pope Francis is condemning the attack by Islamic militants on a college in Kenya. Senseless brutality, he calls it. 147 people shot dead by the gunman who the Pope says must change their violent ways. This is AP Radio News. A warning about this next story. It's difficult to hear, and you may not want any little ones around to hear it. This is Good Friday, and in the Philippines, 6 men had themselves nailed to wooden crosses to suffer as Christ did. Thousands of spectators and tourists show up every year to see this. Tracy Sangio is among them this year.
I think it takes an incredible amount of dedication and commitment to really go through something like that. It's really fascinating.
Catholic Church leaders oppose these yearly crucifixions. A survivor of yesterday's attack on a university in Kenya says the gunman shouted, "God is great," as they targeted a site where Christians had gone to pray. The Al-Qaeda-linked group killed 147 people. Most of them were students. The survivor says she lay still at one point, hoping they would think she was dead. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.